And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation and his only joy. And as we look upon the world forgiven, it's he who calls to us and comes to take us home.
Miracles, Concepts to Christ, with Ezra. Hello and welcome to another episode of A Course in Miracles Chanting. My name is Ezra. Thank you for joining. I'm so glad we're here together. Let's do this. We are doing this, awakening to the one mind, to our true self, to absolute union among the sonship in heaven where we are right now. If there's one use for time, it's for us to know the present, to be here in the present. There is no past nor future, there is no present, but if we want to think of time, then let's think of the present as the only time there is, where heaven is. So this chant is called You Will Find Heaven. It comes from lesson 131 in A Course in Miracles, as well as Review 4, it's called. So lesson 131 is No One Can Fail Who Seeks to Reach the Truth. And within that long lesson, I've pulled out the words, You Will Find Heaven. It is here today. Everything you seek but this will fall away. And from Review 4, the phrase that we are encouraged to use again and again is, my mind holds only what I think with God. So I've brought these two parts together for the chant. And I will say that this chant has been very helpful for me. This seems to be unique for me in that just having it in my mind, repeating, listening to it, has been in itself incredibly effective, just sinking in, just having this feeling, having this constant feeling of finding heaven, of preferring heaven, of choosing heaven, of seeing heaven, of experiencing heaven, just having these words going again and again without too much contemplation or intentional realization of these words, as a lot of the chants are for me, where I need to really pay attention. What is it I am saying, or which thoughts am I trying to reach within this? In this one, just these words flowing through have been so helpful to bring myself into a deeper state of being in heaven now, of knowing that heaven is here and there's a world, there's an apparent world that I choose not, and that within my mind there are the thoughts of God and there is the ego which I choose not. So just simply inspired to choose, motivated to choose, reminded to choose myself as the decision maker. That is something that's been talked about with A Course in Miracles, that when you realize Jesus is not talking to myself as an ego, Jesus is not talking to myself as the Christ. Those are the two things that I could be or think I might be, the Christ being the only reality. Jesus is speaking to us, the decision maker. So it's really nothing. A decision maker is illusory also, but it's the one remaining power that I have is to choose. It's the one effective identification for myself, to think of myself as the decision maker. All I can do is choose. I can choose between the Holy Spirit within my mind that will bring me back to Christ, to heaven, to God. Or I can choose the ego. Yeah, so everything in A Course in Miracles is addressing this decision maker. And that's the practical, effective thing to be spoken to as, right? The ego is an illusion. We cannot understand it or convince it or talk to it. Just leave it behind. Choose against it, or choose the Holy Spirit instead of it. And the Holy Spirit, Christ, doesn't need to be spoken to. It is eternally well. And so the only thing that needs addressing is the decision maker. And so I will read from the Course, Lesson 131, where I've taken these lines: you will find heaven, it is here today. Everything you seek but this will fall away. Within the lesson, why wait for heaven? It is here today. Time is the great illusion. It is past or in the future. Yet this cannot be if it is where God wills his Son to be. How could the will of God be in the past or yet to happen? So God wills his Son to be in heaven. Now, God would not will his Son to be in heaven sometime later, or that God's will is that we were in heaven and we aren't anymore. And so right now, I can choose heaven, where God wills me to be as his Son, not as this person, as the Holy Christ, the one sonship, one with all mind, all life. Reading on. What he wills is now, without a past and wholly futureless. It is as far removed from time as is a tiny candle from a distant star, or what you chose from what you really want. So there we are. We are the decision maker who is choosing, and we are told that we have chosen not what we really want. Yeah, it is far removed. What we have chosen is far removed from what we really want. So what have we chosen? We've chosen to be a person in a separated world. We've chosen to dream. Instead of, the choice that we really want is heaven. One with God, united in the sonship. Imagine that. One with all brothers and sisters within our mind, within our heart. Not lonely. Completely one. Imagine every aspect of life being one with you, being at a great gathering, and there is no separation. There is absolute union and oneness with all. That's our reality. That's heaven. And it is here now, today. Reading on, heaven remains your one alternative to this strange world you made and all its ways, its shifting patterns and uncertain goals, its painful pleasures and its tragic toys. So if you have this chant in your mind, you will find heaven. Heaven is the one alternative to this strange world. Heaven is here today. Everything you seek but this will fall away. So here's the punchline. What have I been seeking? What am I seeking now? Jesus teaches us that all we need to do is find and forgive the obstacles to the awareness of love's presence. We don't have to find love. Love is. It is our true nature. It is our true capital S self. So what we need to do is find the obstacles and forgive them with the Holy Spirit, by looking at them without judgment, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, and seeing their unreality and allowing them to go. Along with seeing their unreality, I would say along with, it goes together, will be the realization, I do not want it. So with this chant in my mind, I can see the world, I can be here, experiencing anything, and being reminded, I don't want this, I don't want this world, I don't need this world, I don't need any of these experiences that I have wanted, all the things that I have been seeking, Is there anything now that I'm seeking besides heaven? Is there anything I'm still projecting into the world as what will satisfy me? Feel that and make a list. Is there anything that I'm still, it will produce anxiety or excitement or fear, attachment. You know, can I completely let this go or am I still attached to this? Is there anything in the future? Is there anything I'm holding on to in the past? The same thing. Anything I'm identified with that brings about a charge within me? Am I charged up for anything in the world? Or is it completely neutral because it's been handed over to God, to the Holy Spirit, and I trust the stages of the development of trust? I completely trust that everything is being taken care of for me and that salvation is my one goal. Finding an awakening to heaven is my one goal. And so I trust that I don't know how to do that, but I allow myself to be awakened by the Holy Spirit. And I trust that the Holy Spirit is doing everything for my awakening, for everyone else's awakening, to see through the identification with this separate self so that I can let it go. I trust completely that that is being done for me, and I don't know how to do it. So I can float down the river. And now I realize that in reading lesson 131, I did not read the main two lines, the first two lines. So going back a paragraph. So we've established that heaven is the one alternative, and we have chosen the world, and we can choose heaven, and it's the one alternative to this strange world that I made, my hallucination, with all its ways, shifting patterns, uncertain goals, painful pleasures, tragic joys. So I do not want it. And now we're going back a paragraph where Jesus says, no one remains in hell. Hallelujah, we all will be saved. We all will arrive. We are in heaven. And so the only thing that can happen is that we awaken to reality. So no one remains in hell, for no one can abandon his creator, nor affect his perfect, timeless, and unchanging love. Amen. It cannot be affected. It cannot be changed. Reading on. You will find heaven. Everything you seek but this will fall away. Yet not because it has been taken from you. It will go because you do not want it. You will reach the goal you really want as certainly as God created you in sinlessness. God created us as perfect spirit, illuminated, eternal, innocence, complete sinlessness, eternal sinlessness. And as I see others sinless, I can see others as not a person, as not others. The contracted ball of sin of a person, of a past, can disappear as I see sinlessness and as I know myself as sinless. There's no past, it's had no effect. There is no sin. The Son of God is free. So I can know myself and all others as sinless, and going deeper into that, as not a person. So this is the final illusion that we're letting go of. I'm not a person. I don't choose to be this separated personality, self in a story. And I don't bind others to being that. I open my mind to the mind of Christ. So bringing in the next line, my mind holds only what I think with God. So to go into heaven, to choose heaven, I can see through the person that I have believed myself to be. I can see through the person that I have projected everyone else to be, and going into the mind of Christ, joined with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, being brought back into Christ. This unified view, unified perception of oneness, not me as a person seeing other people, but my mind is above the battlefield in this undifferentiated awareness that simply is the beingness of light, the beingness of love, presence, present presence, and abiding there. So this chant can help us to abide there, abide in this choice of heaven, abide in this choice of seeing through the temptations of the world, everything about the world, painful pleasures, even anything that seems enjoyable is painful. The difference of existing, the difference of the experience of existing in this world from heaven, the reality of heaven, is so great, so great. One, not a near-death experience, I heard, but a pre-birth experience. One was taken back to a heavenly experience, much like a near-death experience, describing being in heaven with beings of light, this extra, extra, extra bright being of light, thought to be Jesus, and deciding to go into a body, to go into the world, because this person, it was a man who was speaking about it, he had decided with the beings of light, with heaven, that he needed to go into incarnation in order to learn about love, in order to forgive more, and to learn about love, to understand himself as love. And so he described very clearly, remembering going into the belly of his mother as reducing his vibration from a high light into going down. So deep. And then he said, and then turn it down 10, 20 more times, completely dense, dense, dense. And he felt himself in his mother's womb. And he basically freaked out. It was so dark and the vibration so low. And he anticipated such pain and difficulty in this world that he couldn't do it. And his mother lost the child. And he went back. And then the story goes on to deciding to do it again. And then this time he pulled help from God, from heaven, while he was in his mother's womb. And they said, you're going to be okay. You can do this. Everything's going to be fine. And he went through with it, and he was born. So just thinking of, if I like anything in this world, if I think it's great being a person, if there's still something I'm attached to, realizing that the choice of heaven, the reality of heaven, is so, so different to the experience of being in this world. Just being in this body, thinking we are this person, is so dense and so low and so dark that we do not want it. We can truly let it go. We can truly look for the other experience, which is heaven, which we could say here is the holy instant, and even maybe revelation, and that we wouldn't choose being in this body as a person over that. So this feels like we're coming to an end here. So I encourage everyone to choose heaven, whatever that means, however close we are, however much we might know an experience of heaven, just to choose that again and again, knowing I will find it. It's here right now. I can choose heaven, and I will be in heaven and know myself in heaven as everything else that I seek falls away. So I simply remind myself again and again that I do not want anything in this world, nor being a person in this world with other people in the world. As again, as much as I can, whatever that means to me, I let that go, being a separated self. I let that go and I choose heaven, and I will find it. It's here today. That's what I want. Heaven is what I want. And my mind holds only what I think with God. I choose these thoughts. I let all these other thoughts go, ego thoughts. I see through them. Anything that comes, I can say, just like in a meditation, I can label it thought and let it go. So coming into more of a silence, more of a presence, allowing God's thoughts and feelings to come. Very simple joy, peace, love, very simple. And letting everything else go as much as possible. And during this chant, while I'm listening to it or when it's in my mind, I can do that more. I can let every other thought go. And I can know that heaven is what I want and it is here. That my mind holds only what I think with God, and those thoughts are here. I choose those. I choose those. Amen. Bless you in this chant. May it bring us deeper and deeper into the Christ, higher and higher into the Christ, and know ourselves as this one unified awareness that is eternal, that is one with God, not different or separated in any way. One with God, let us know ourselves as that and choose it today. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you in this chant and see you next time.